It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Christie's unabashed support for the Dallas Cowboys may cost him votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania in 2016 if he runs for the White House. A new poll shows Christie has a 57% unfavorable rating among Eagles fans. The Republican governor of New Jersey says he's been a Cowboys fan since 1971, but he has yet to explain why he's told conflicting stories about his relationship with the owner of the NFL team. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz has more.
When Christie was pictured awkwardly hugging Cowboys owner Jerry Jones during a game last month, the lifelong Cowboys fan admitted that the billionaire owner had paid for his private flight and tickets to the game. That was a problem, Democrats said, because Jones is a part owner of a company that has a major contract at the World Trade Center, awarded through the Port Authority by Christie and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. But Christie explained during his monthly radio show on 101.5 that there was no possibility of favoritism because he had no contact with Jones until the summer of 2013.
When he got the contract, I knew nothing about it. I didn't know him. I had no relationship with him. And nor did I have any influence or knowledge of who was going to run the concessions at World Trade Center 1, nor, quite frankly, do I care. That was a New York issue.
But last year on a sports radio show in Philadelphia, Christie said he first spoke to Jones back in 2009 when he was running for governor and revealed his Cowboys loyalties to a reporter.
So that got out and it got national press that I was a Cowboys fan running for governor of New Jersey. And the next day, I got a call from Jerry Jones.
The day before the Port Authority awarded the contract to Jones's company in March 2013, Christie and Cuomo issued a joint press release where they encouraged the agency to approve the deal. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
Here, Matt Katz and NPR's Mara Liasson discuss the New Jersey governor's road to the White House on the Christie Tracker podcast at WNYC.org. And we'll have a live discussion on Monday night at Montclair State University. Reserve your free tickets on the WNYC events page.